Hi, is Lou there?
Yes.
Is this Lou?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good, good. I know you're busy. Thank you for asking. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that our bank had mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about 2.5 weeks ago. And basically, it was based on some past financing you did. Looks like maybe a working capital or merchant cash advance back in 2014. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just wanted to circle back, see what you guys have in the pipeline, see if you need any inventory for the holidays, things like that.
Probably check back in another month.
In another month? What are you guys looking to do in a month?
I'll see if the business is going good, then I'll probably, but other than that, I kind of slow down around this time of year.
Oh, yeah. So, but then when it picks up for the holidays is when you'd be, like, kind of looking into some further financing?
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything specific you guys would be looking into, like maybe inventory, things like that?
Yeah, inventory, because I just opened up another store, so.
Oh, really? Where'd you open up your second store? Is it your second store or?
Yeah, the second store, huh? In Long Beach.
Oh, that's awesome. Open up your second store in Long Beach. And is everything complete there?
Yeah, everything is done.
Okay, sweet. When did you guys open that one up?
It's been like probably a week now.
Oh, a week? Wow, congrats. It's like super fresh.
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome. So it sounds like business is going really good this year.
Not as good as last year, but...
Not as good as last year?
I can't complain.
Okay, what are you guys tracking for this year?
I'm going to probably do more than I did last year, but that's because it started late last year, but the middle month was better than last year, just the middle month.
Oh, I gotcha. Are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
No, but I think last year we had more trends.
You had more, I'm sorry?
We had
more trends. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's all kind of like what's hot right now, right?
Right.
Okay.
So there was a lot of trends. There was a lot more trends last year.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense, especially in like the clothing industry.
Yeah. There's a lot more to...
Is there, like, do you find that there's, like, a busy time of the year? Like, it's kind of seasonal?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Right now, it's a slow time, even with Christmas.
Oh, really? What causes the slowdown?
I think, I don't know, it's just fall. It's just
fall?
I think people don't buy this type of stuff they usually buy for themselves, so when they buy gifts, they usually don't think to buy this for their kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you know what? We are kind of in that weird in-between period where, like, you're not shopping for summer yet, but you're really not shopping for winter yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, so when
it's like, you don't want to wait until they get cold, that's when they start.
Yeah.
But, you know, they still expect it. A lot of my vendors is already,
like the winter stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably to the 20. We'll try to get 28.
That makes sense.
You want to try it on? Huh. You want to try it on, Lauren?
So, when things are, like, slow, do you shift your focus at all?
I do. I kind of just cut down on ordering and then... trying to get ready so when the summer stuff comes, I already have money put away to be able to, you know.
Yeah.
It actually starts in February, actually.
Days
get better, and then when March comes, that's when everybody's thinking they
text. Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. So do you have to, like, cut down on personnel and then, like, hire them again for the Christmas season?
No, you kind of cut down hours a little bit.
Okay, just cut down on the hours a little bit. And then how do you guys prepare for when, like, so it'll be busy, like, in a month from now?
Mm-hmm. Well, not even busy. It'll pick up, like, December. December will probably go until, it's only like, you got some real busy days in December. You'll have actually Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh. What about Black Friday? Do you guys do Black Friday stuff?
Yeah, to try to get rid of some stuff.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Do you guys do any type?
I'll probably be having what's the name? Stuff and for Black Friday.
Whose stuff? For Black Friday? So, what kind of marketing do you guys do? I see you have a website. It's like Swag Boutique LLC, right? Swagboutique.com. Uh-huh. Do you guys do any type of marketing for that at all? Like media, print, digital?
That pink outfit is bomb. Did you try it on? Why didn't you try it on? You're going to be able to wear that to something, though.
Let me see my phone. Let me show you. I wanted to run this little orange one that I had. I bought when we was in Texas. Let me see my phone right here. I wanted to wear it.
Damn. You're going to start blowing up.
See my phone.
So do you guys do any type of marketing for your website or anything like that? Like media, print, digital?
No. You said what? I didn't know. What was the... It's an Uptown Digital?
Like, do you guys do any type of marketing, like, for the website or for your store in general? Like, you know, media, print, digital advertising?
I'm going to start doing stuff.
Oh, really? What are you looking to start?
Oh, it's like a pipeline. Well, I have a guy that does, like, that. Oh, okay. It's kind of like a thing. The shirt. Oh, okay.
But this is a
two-piece,
though.
Oh, it's a two-piece. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. It looked like a one-piece, but it's probably the way you get the camera now. Mm-hmm. You got that
DNA. I wonder where it is.
But that's killing off. I promise you don't kill in that. That pink is sick. I get that before these, because it's the whole fit. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm
going
today.
Oh, you wanted with those? I didn't get the lighter one. Just mess with that, ready? Oh, when you bleach it, though. Yeah, when you bleach it. Okay, so this is what you do. When you bleach it, you put it on there, pour it this side, and then turn it over on this side, pour. Don't pour like, because it's gonna be all white. Okay, but just like, turn it this way. You could probably, you know, sometimes when you buy a bleach, you put the little hole in the little silver thing with the little pillow, put a little hole in that, and you can kind of like, just squirt it on there. You know, so I didn't even get a bottle and then spray it. Like, you can spray it hard here, like, probably, like, in spots. Spray it hard here, spray it hard here, spray it hard here, turn it over, do the same thing. And if you want to do, like, drops right here, you can do it like that. But if you do it like that, I think the spray bottle will make it come out better, though.
Okay, well, I need to go to, I don't got $6.
I can hear you. What you say?
All right, is there a...
Let me send you a PayPal? I'll send you a PayPal. You keep the cash. You got the email on your phone? You have email on your phone?
Email, my regular email?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send you the invoice. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Sounds like you're a little bit busy right now. But, you know, when you're ready to maybe start extra marketing or, you know, bring in that new inventory for the year, I can go ahead and, you know, contact you. Which, do you have an email address so I can send you a quick note? That way when you're ready, we have like working capital programs that could, you know, help you with some financing there. And we also do equipment financing if you guys need any new fixtures, things like that for the store.
Okay. It's a Swag, SWAGG.
Uh-huh.
You sure? No, just keep the check, huh?
I need all this card that I'm about to use.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, what I was going to tell you? Oh, okay. Yeah, Swag Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
With two G's. Swag Boutique, @gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, Lou. I'll definitely follow up with you. And then is there a good time to contact you again?
Yes. You probably give me a call either tomorrow.
Okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow. What time?
Around this time is fine. Around this time? A little earlier, probably like 12. 12?
Okay, yeah, I'll call you around 12. Perfect. All right, Lou, it's been good talking to you.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.